Closing it.
Noera, you've done it again.
You done sent us a couple pack again.
Yeah.
Okay, goddamn.
Goddamn.
What she got? What she got?
Damn.
What she got? What
okay.
She got?
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you were on the IG live, you saw my homie Beto do a tornado. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. That shit was dope, huh? That shit was dope, huh? Johnny does it better. Johnny does it better, damn.
That's cap.
Yeah. I was hanging out with the bitch last night.
Yeah.
She had a whole bunch of hair on her back.
Yeah.
And on her crack.
Yeah.
Then I went down on her and realized she had her hairy pussy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chewy, chewy, Chewbacca. Chewy Chewbacca. Chewy Chewbacca. She got Chewy Chewbacca. I ain't gonna eat that pussy, bitch. Until you shave that pussy, bitch.
You
ain't gonna eat that pussy, bitch.
Yeah.
Till you shave that pussy, bitch. Check Chewy Chewbacca.
Chewy Chewbacca.
Hairy arms, hairy legs, and a hairy.
You in the jungle, baby.
What the fuck?
Damn.
One time. Shout out, Bree.
That's crazy.
Shout out, Bree.
Shout out, Bree.
Shout out, Bree.
Shout out, Dreams.
Shout out, Dreams. He about to go in.
Yeah, hella premonitions. Too much people in my fucking division.
Yeah.
Fuck Justin Fields. Fuck Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Damn.
Fuck Joe Burrow. Fuck the other bitches.
Yeah.
Patrick Queen too.
Damn.
I knew you were a fucking queen too.
Yeah.
You was always straight bitch.
Right.
In Baltimore, you'll never be missed. You can kiss my ass, you fucking whore.
Oh, shit.
Matter of fact, I'll open up this door.
Yeah.
You can leave, you can go out to the strip clubs.
Yeah.
I always know my homies are always taking dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got pepperoni nipples.
Fat. Pepperoni nipples.
Pepperoni nipples.
Fat.
You got pepperoni nipples. Yeah, I'll fucking fuck a cripple. I don't give a fuck.
Let's go. Good belly.
With
the smelly.
With the smelly.
I ain't gonna take care of them motherfucking kids.
What
no.
else?
Whoa.
Whoa, I just started.
I ain't gonna take care of them fucking kids. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. They're not mine.
Nope.
Yeah.
I said they're not mine.
Yeah. Bam.
They're that other guy's.
Yeah. Bam.
I don't give a fuck about them. Nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
Nope. I ain't gonna feed them.
Not my problem.
I ain't gonna take care of them. I ain't gonna be there for them.
Not my problem.
I'm absentee.
Not my problem.
I'm an absentee father.
Not my problem.
She got a hairy pussy, yeah.
Yeah.
Hella manifestations. I be eating my schools. Hella crustaceans.
Not my problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
Yeah.
Not my problem. Hey, hey, hey. And once again, if you want one of those beats, hit up our boy Low Era.
And we love a fucking cool, but I don't.
It's your boy INFINITEDRE.
Okay. It's Johnny, what's up?
It's Castillo!
And it's your boy Beto Weto.
Beto Weto. Shout out the live.
Shout out the fan on my live last night.
She got a hairy what, Beto? That's crazy.
Vagina.
It's all jokes.
I wasn't talking about you, baby girl. I cheated on you last night. That's what I'm talking
about.
Some
hairy with Chewbacca ass.
Shout out. What's up, boys?
What's up, y'all?
It's been a minute.
What's up, Lalo? What's up, Dreams?
What's up?
What's up, Beto Weto?
Beto Weto.
What's up? What's up?
Why Beto Weto?
The life's going crazy, bro.
He gets them bitches wet, though.
Oh,
my God. Shit. Dude, why do you guys listen to us?
I have no idea.
Shout out to everybody who was on the live, as you were saying.
Yeah.
And also, shout out to you guys who were saying that you guys only listen on audio.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you guys finally went to the visuals to go watch us, they were like, damn, you guys are fucking fine as shit, dude.
I know.
Yeah. It's just like, what can we do?
What can I speak?
My tia told me she masturbates to the pod.
Yeah.
Shout out your tia one time.
Shout out your tia.
I never met her.
I know, it's just hard being this beautiful.
Yeah.
funny, athletic.
What else?
And being black is just great. Yeah.
You can tell we had bad personalities growing up. Huh?
You, no, I think we're ugly, huh?
No, but no, because we're so handsome, we have bad personalities.
Yeah, we stay stuck up.
Isn't it like when you're ugly, though, you have a good personality?
Yeah, that's right. That's the joke that you're saying that we're so handsome.
Oh, that's how you say it?
Are you hot?
When you want to join the conversation, bro?
No, because like, I could have sworn it was like you would say like, "Oh, you must have been ugly growing up."
Or, yeah, is that how you say? But it? You were saying in the beginning that we're handsome. So when we were younger,
we're handsome now. We're ugly back then, so that's why we have beautiful personalities.
I don't think. Okay, I was ugly.
No, we're on the same page here.
I was ugly, but you guys were never ugly. I think you guys were medium cute.
We're all ugly.
Wait,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Are you okay? What's the difference between medium cute and medium ugly?
Well, fuck, there's no such thing as medium cute.
Yeah,
we're okay.
Are you ugly?
Beto's the
no. There's medium. There's medium cute, like where it's like
it used to be Johnny.
Slow the fuck down.
Be real.
Like they're cute.
Johnny was. Nah, I don't believe you, bro.
Yeah,
like they're cute, but they're cute only because they're kind of like you ever look at a dog and you're like, oh, that's so like ugly that it's cute. That's you
what,
know,
like when you ever seen those dogs? When your mom sees an ugly baby and says, ah, está curiosito,
and then it's hers.
It's like when you see your own baby. Like I think you're just programmed to be like, oh, my baby's cute, but the rest of the world's like,
my baby's gonna be hideous.
That fool looks like a chihuahua. Ish. There's this girl who I follow on IG who I used to work with, and she got married and shit, and then she posts her kids now. And if you listen to this, it's not you.
How the greats have fallen, huh?
Nah, I mean, whatever. She got married, but like, fuck, she popped out some ugly babies, bro.
Let herself go.
And you know when they're first ugly, and you're like, oh, but se van a comprender, you know, like, they're only gonna be ugly for a year, maybe.
Yeah, they'll
and then they fix them.
Few
they
months.
Fix themselves up.
They'll ring out.
Nah, bro, these kids are still ugly, bro. They're like 4 now.
Damn.
Yeah.
They're like 16. They're like, nah, still ugly.
I'm still waiting them to glow up.
Pobrecillos.
But are the parents ugly?
No. They're like a good looking couple.
Oh, damn. See, but two cute people make an ugly kid.
Is that true?
That's why my girl got so lucky with me.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were
I'm so ugly.
We're gonna make beautiful
great
children.
Personality though.
Me and my
girl say the best in the room.
Me and my girl are gonna make beautiful children.
Both igual de feos.
Hey, if you guys got ugly kids,
hey, I could say it.
My bad.
I got recognized.
Where?
Hey,
oh yeah, you posted it.
Hey, sick, huh? Y'all fucking judge me trying to bring a whole AFC story into it just to be like, I got recognized. Shout out Caesar. You're cool. And you're
bro. What happened?
My bad.
Just kidding.
Well, I got recognized and I wasn't supposed to be recognized at that
time. Damn, sure. Oh, you want to bring it up saying you got brought up. Damn, you got noticed.
Nah, bro. I was walking in and like into this gated community.
Oh.
It's a gated community.
We have gated community?
And I was getting my key to open the gate and then like I hear David and I'm like, God?
First name basis?
I know. And then I turn around and it's someone of like, and they point out and they were like, Infinite Dreams? And I was like, yeah, what's up? And she's like, oh my God, like, you're the best one on the pod. Like, you dig.
Did this actually happen or no? Did you actually get fed or no?
Swear.
Don't lie, bro. Tell the story.
Yeah,
so she was like, Dig's so much bigger than everybody else's. Nah, I'm just playing. But
are you really?
She was hella excited about seeing me and I felt bad because she's like, can we take a picture? And I was like, she was like, I can't. She's like, well, you can. And I was like, and that's even worse because you have to say it twice and you're like, I'm sorry, I can't right now because you know where I was, you know. And it was, so I was like, fuck man, like I can't.
That's fine. We're not saying exactly what you fucking
I felt bad though because I was like, fuck, I wish I could have, but I had my uniform.
Real motherfucker like me would, bro.
Yeah.
When
JJ Cabinets has a uniform,
I get
a little bit different.
Yeah.
Your dad pulls it up. Like, is this you?
That fires me?
No.
Again.
Why are you taking pictures on the job?
Yeah, but shout out to It's Kim out there on Instagram. Make sure you guys go follow. She was so sweet, man. She was so sweet. Like,
who's your favorite, though? Did you ask?
She said it was me, but who says? They always say that when they see you.
No, they didn't say me. That was just like you.
It's like, yo, Johnny is on.
When are you gonna bring Johnny?
Yo,
hi, bro.
Yeah, but
I don't know how this boat moves without him, bro.
Yeah, she was a really sweet girl. So shout out to her, man. She was
shout out.
Give her a picture.
Yeah.
If I see her some other place, another.
I would have given you two pictures, bro. But I mean, that's just me, bro.
You gotta send her some free merch now, bro.
Hey, just put.
I sent dick pics.
Just put
like what you see.
Put emojis over the fucking logo. Who gives a shit?
Over the head. Oh yeah, but it feels weird, bro. Like even still, like, just so many times I got recognized.
Oh, my God.
It feels so weird.
So real for 2 seconds, huh?
Yeah. And then, like, back. Snap back to
reality. What the fuck are you? Are you good, bro?
Man, yeah. I never been recognized, bro.
Yeah, well, you're a nobody.
So. All right, keep it pushing.
It's okay. Just stay here a little longer.
Nobody fucking tells me anything.
Yeah, I did tell him something. You're fucking nobody. Work your way up. Johnny goes, you know what's funny? Johnny's still going to be recognized for the pod more than you right now.
What happened?
Johnny's still going to get recognized from the pod more than you right now.
For real.
Are you Johnny from the pod? Well, I was. But I'm just Johnny now.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sorry, we just moved into his new apartment. And the neighbors upstairs are just fucking going out.
How did they hear?
Nah.
We can hear it, though.
We can hear it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But what was I going to say?
Dude. Did you guys hear about Emily Willis?
Motherfucker, we are not starting like that. I'm about a porn star in a coma.
Sad. I gotta play her highlights.
No, stop. That's weird.
Yeah. Damn.
She's not dead.
Are you good?
She's borderline. You said she was like...
She was doing stuck porn anyway.
Okay. Dreams.
What the fuck are we doing here?
All right, good.
All right, good. Nah,
I'm leaving it, but
it was fine until you fucking said it, and it was like, all right, let's take some.
Until you said, I didn't say shit.
No, when you said, all right, and it was like, well, okay, well, if someone has a problem,
he said, okay, good.
All right, hold on.
No, we're not.
I don't want it.
It's out in the world. It's out in the world, bro.
People will get mad about that.
Clip it. Nah, we're clipping. Hey, Bethel, you're clipping. Clip it.
By the way, Dreams is doing that because whenever we say some shit out here that we should not have, he claps to be like, all right, come back in. But that's staying in there, so you just clap for no reason.
Hey!
Wait, well,
did you just?
I was doing the.
Did you just drink out of this?
Huh?
Did you just drink out of this?
No. That's yours.
Okay. My bad.
Camera?
Pan?
Let us know.
What's up, gentlemen?
Chilling. These are the best.
How would you feel?
Though. All right.
If your girlfriend wanted a BBL,
that's a good question.
That's a great question, Beto. How would you do his makeup?
Hold on, I gotta get my blush.
All right, bitch.
Oh, my keys are right.
Hey, James, how would you feel if your girl was like, "I want to get a BBL"?
Fix her up.
Here.
You'd be like, no.
I have one in my pocket too. I just...
No, baby.
No, please.
No, no way.
Shout out Bruno Mars. You're beautiful just the way you are.
I just love you the way you look.
You ain't gonna get better.
You're
looking
so beautiful.
Well, if this is what's really gonna save our relationship, I don't know. Would you guys get a
yeah, BBL?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to dump you already, but I'll be doing myself a disservice.
What would it take for you? Is a better question. What would it take for you to be convinced to get your girl BBL? Like, what would it
me
take?
Me convince her?
There, I'm sold.
No. What would it take? Like, well, in other words, what circumstances would you be like, I want you to have a BBL? Oh,
if my girl went to the beach and got her ass chewed out by a shark, but she lived. But then she's all like deformed.
She's a little
lopsided? Like, yeah, lopsided. I'd be like,
she only has one leg.
Yeah, like, because when you're hitting it, like, you know, usually you get even.
Yeah.
And now you're sinking in more to this side. Like, for my own being, I think you should just go to fat ass BBL. and also, I don't want to see you wobble like that no more.
Wobbling is crazy.
Yeah. I'm just looking out for her best interest.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I think if her self-esteem was like...
That's what I was going to say. That's too real, though. It's too real of an answer.
No, mine was too.
He's got a hypothetical shark bite. It's so real.
She's a good swimmer.
She thinks she's a good swimmer. Get your surfboard ass out of the fucking water.
Not like if she was walking by the mirror, she's like, oh, I'm so flat.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to lie to them.
All right. Take it to the shop.
Would you pay for it though?
Hell no.
Nah.
Should I Klarna?
I'd probably pay for her fucking hearing to get fixed before anything of that shit. Yeah, yeah. That bitch does not listen, bro.
I don't think it's her hearing.
And not even for real. Like, she cannot hear. She is deaf as fuck, bro.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Like my grandpa.
Dead ass, bro.
Dude, dead no, ass, like bro. His dog, bro. Like
I'd be saying something and I ask her and she'd be like, huh?
Hey, that shit'll drive you nuts, so hundreds.
It fucking does, bro. Because then she said, speak up. Like, I'm the problem.
Bro.
You're the yell.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir right now, right?
Bro, I'm not the problem. It's you. Can't hear shit.
Yeah.
And she knows. She knows she can't hear shit. You know.
Tell her. She knows.
Is that an every girl? She knows. Is that an every girl thing? Because my girl's literally exactly the same. And she'll blame it on me.
But what? Is it selective hearing or is it just like...
Hey, God forbid.
Because if I say, let's get hot Cheetos, that bitch gonna fucking...
Oh, 100%.
You done for In-N-Out? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm down.
You wanna go get mimosas?
Yeah.
Perks up.
Mimosa?
Reggie?
Dolph?
Yeah.
Liberals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Would you let Bree get a or your lady get a
dumpy?
She doesn't have to ask me for permission, dude. If she wants to do that, then go ahead. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
You're just a supportive boyfriend.
Hey,
I think if someone
Bree does not want one. We have had that conversation. I was like, dude, can you go get one? You know? She's like, I don't want one. Yeah. Nah, but she's like she thinks that she'd rather work she thinks that she can work for it. So she wouldn't want one, but
does she?
Does she work for it? Yeah, she does.
All the discipline, huh?
No, not all the discipline, but
it's hard. Yeah. Who has all the discipline?
Fuck. But
I mean, look at this ass.
If it was like you said, like if it was like you said, what do you say?
Discipline.
No,
like self esteem.
Yeah, self esteem. Then and she's like, oh, I really want one. Then who am I to tell her no?
That's fact.
If I took my girl to the beach and someone called her Flapjack Stack.
Self-esteem issues. You gotta.
Even then you wouldn't, huh?
Dr. Miami.
Hey, Dreams. Unrecognizable.
Man, I don't even know who that bitch. Stranger.
You get a brand new 2025 Korea.
You let go of her hand.
Man, you want to get a new fucking view?
New,
who am I to stop it?
I get a bitch with new miles.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc, put a new pussy in there, too.
Tighten that bitch up. Nah, my girl's shit pretty tight.
Okay, bitch. You're good. You didn't have to convince
me. Wait, how tight?
No.
You want to take a room? You want to take it first, please? Take it for a spin.
It's a dealership.
She's all yours.
Oh, that's crazy.
Hey, you're
in the doghouse for sure.
And for the audio listeners, that was jokes.
Yeah.
But watch the visuals, pussy. Get us more views. Oh, shit.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, unpopular opinion, though. BBLs look weird.
Bitches will get there.
Unless they get like the top of the line doctors, and then you're like, oh shit, that motherfucker knows what he's doing.
Like, I think who has one from the top of the
line? I don't know, but I'm just, oh. Who does have like a good looking BBL? I don't know. Hey, we're back. We had to cut some shit out.
Bro, I'll be honest. I think
he was quiet the whole time. Then as we cut back in, he starts talking.
Bro, I'll be professional.
Professional.
I'll be honest, bro. Like, a lot of girls go to the cheap doctors. That's why they go to the cheap ones, and it looks like shit.
TJ, right?
Shout out TJ.
They go to TJ, but they should be going out there to like Miami, like Dr. Miami.
Yeah.
In Miami, actually, I think he's in Miami.
He be doing good work.
Oh yeah. Bro.
Hey, what do guys get done? They get shit done too, right?
Ab implants.
You get your digs.
I heard guys.
Your digs.
Oh shit.
I heard there's like this new trend of guys getting BBLs.
Yeah. Oh, I know there's like trans dudes that do it, right?
No, regular guys.
Just regular straight
regular
dudes?
Guys are just getting it.
Why? Why do you want to dump you for?
Let's be for real, bro. In these past few years, like guys getting penetrated has been like it's a trend, bro. Like,
by their girls and shit?
Yes, like.
And so, what's wrong with that, bro?
That's a good point.
People do whatever the fuck they want. People do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah, that's so stupid.
Why you gotta judge?
What the fuck? God forbid a motherfucker have a good time, bro. Yeah,
bro. God forbid my cheeks get cut from a shark attack.
From Ferran Torres, shit.
You're clapping your girl, you just Donna. Donna.
Could you imagine if you really
love it? I'm
like, give my girl PTSD.
You're clapping your girl. You're like, when is it my turn? You're just mad as fuck. Jake, can you do me now?
Tired of throwing it back. No, but there's I mean, that's why. And a lot of the times that.
What girls, straight dudes are getting nalgas?
Guys are getting pegged by their girls.
And they want nalgas?
Do you think getting penetrated?
Oh, you think the girl's paying for that shit? Like, I'm going to get
not
my man's
paying, not paying for it, maybe, but. For sure, recommending it because they're like, I want to look at that shit. Like,
do girls enjoy that shit? Like,
girls like big asses, bro.
No, but do they enjoy pegging guys? Like,
Probably like some domination shit.
Yeah, just like on some
girls that are like some mental shit.
And yeah. I guess even if they didn't, it's like, this is, if I love him, if you love your man, you're gonna like probably do it for them.
You're gonna peg him because you love him.
Because what if he just likes? That's what I was gonna ask you guys then.
Then he making a big ass case, huh?
Is being penetrated, is that really gay?
Is that so bad?
Chat.
Can you just imagine though, your girl like clapping your cheeks?
Hell no.
It's just because you just like your
butt. You trying to fuck my shit up?
Nah. Beat my shit, baby.
My girl will go crazy for 4 seconds and she'd be like tired. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She's not fun.
You fucking pillow press.
Go again.
She goes for 4 seconds because she cuts.
Who's busting nuts now, bitch? Who's busting quick now?
I turn around already.
Hey, PSA. I got a PSA.
Such a disappointment.
Yeah, it's fine, right? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, look, true or false, having a dick is hard.
It is. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, news flash. No, you have to be an astronaut to go to space.
No, hey, look, I'm going to make a case.
The sun came up this morning. Look. Dumbass.
Holding in a nut is a bitch.
Fact.
I said it.
You're right. You preach to the choir.
You know how hard it is?
Yeah.
We all know how hard it is.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Just think about grandma. Oh.
You actually, you've applied those methods?
Yeah.
I think about dead
people. Or I think about baseball.
I swear to God.
I start singing the ABCs. I'm like, hey, ABCs.
He's like an into easy as one.
J, 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 J.
Cause look, let's be honest. If it was up to us and we didn't have to fucking please y'all, we'd nut immediately. Yes or no?
I do it all the time.
No, James. You just let that shit go right away.
She ain't gotta be awake.
Okay, the fuck, dude?
My girl gave me permission. She said she don't have to be awake.
All right, we're leaving it in there, bitch.
Go ahead. She don't have to be. She said.
Take back my clap.
She says she don't have to be awake. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if I could look at my girl the same like the next day. She clapped my shit the night before.
Why?
What do you mean why?
You just spank her on the alley. She'll
be
like,
take
man.
Out the trash. I'll be like, yes, daddy.
It's 8 in the morning. She's waking up. You're downstairs in the kitchen making breakfast for her.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about? You gotta ask.
I hit her with some, do you even love me?
Yeah. Would you love me if I was a cockroach?
Yes.
Shut your stupid ass up. No, yeah. I'd squish your ass. Dumbass.
Raid?
Oh shit. Man.
Good times, good stuff.
Interesting stuff.
That's way to start this shit. Who started that conversation? It was Beto's own question.
It was Beto who said, would you just girl question. Get a BBL? Mm-hmm. BBL. Yeah.
You're the king of
I don't like BBLs, yeah, though. Like, for real. Like, they look weird.
Nah, tantos feas. It's like, that you gotta blame the Kardashians for that shit, bro. The ones that made that shit pop in there, like, you know what? Everyone's doing it. Let's just take it off now.
It's about shape.
But, bitch, we don't got the money for that. You kind of fucked up everybody else who did it.
It's about shape, because it's like a little booty still do the same thing to you, you know? It's because it's about the 100%. Shape. It's about the shape of the ass. It's not about really. I mean, there are people who are about size.
Okay, do you think, because you know, like, there's an argument that a lot of women say, well, we don't wear makeup for men, right?
All
right.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So do you think they're not
going to make that up, bro?
So are they altering their bodies not for men too? That's a question.
It's
a
question.
I don't think
it's for their self-esteem, bro, so they can feel better.
I don't know.
Yeah, but
it's a deeper question, I think.
It is. Like, how about you take your fat ass? Hold on. Stay with me. How about you take your fat ass?
I'm on this ride.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hop in. Beep, beep. How you do it?
Yeah.
Thank you. So you hop in this car with me. Right. Take this ride. How about you take your fat ass to the gym for a year?
Yeah.
And try to work on it, like, legitly.
Shit.
You know?
Yeah.
Versus going crazy.
With the trainer and see how it does for your self-esteem and see if you get results. And if you don't, then you can consider different options.
So much work, though.
They're going to be like, that's too hard.
That is funny to think
it's
about, though,
Dr.
right?
Dr. Miami.
A girl getting a BBL, and then they see guys staring at her, and they're like, ugh. They're always staring at me like, shut up, bro. Like, you going to go get the BBL.
I think that's definitely a deeper conversation because people say they do it for themselves. But then you start asking yourselves, like, well, who creates the standard? Like, the definition of the beauty standard, you know?
Me?
That's where it really comes down to.
That, of course.
And it's like, you don't really like to get on those conversations because it's like, that's like, we don't really know if it's men or women who create that narrative, you know?
But I also think that us in this room aren't that shallow enough to just take everything at face value, too.
I'll pork a fat bitch. I don't care.
Jesus Christ. Talk to
okay, yeah, give me a fatty with a wedding.
Yeah, if it ain't 280.
Yeah.
That's not your lady.
That's
huh?
not my lady.
There you go. But,
Do something.
More cushion for pushing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to slow down because also, if it's too much jazz, I ain't got enough dick. I'm just going to. That's true. That's just me. That's me.
That's just personal, bro.
That's personal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's personal.
I you got to be three hundo to have some fun, though.
Yeah. Sometimes I can brag, girl, be going too crazy at the gym, and then she start getting big. I'm like, you got to slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
Sure, if you want me to keep eating it, doggy, you better slow the fuck down.
Sometimes I just walk by.
It gets too big.
Sometimes I just walk by, and I smack the food on my girl's hand. No! Enough!
Hey.
We're good.
We're good? We're still good?
We're good.
Okay, no time. I'll take it back. Hey, you're right about the beauty standard shit, though. Like, who does create it? Is it Hollywood?
Who's to say?
Or is who's it us as a society?
Hitter in the nose? No. Put it down.
Because I've never watched Twilight and been like, I need to look like this fucking wolf. Never.
Bella, what the hell are you doing, Loca?
In middle school, when I saw the fucking big homie tatted and like looking fire, I was like, oh shit, I'm trying to be like that fool. Or like looking fresh.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
So we create.
Did you just see that fool like last week or what?
You just seen Johnny.
You no. just saw the. You, just saw, you just saw the fly homie last week.
You just saw Johnny's tattoo right here. You're like, fuck, that fool looks fly.
Fuck, I gotta eat a yatted.
Johnny's yatted?
Just blast it right here.
Just like dreams, bro.
6 hours in the chair.
Yeah, bro, that was rough.
He has the yin and yang.
When did Johnny get tatted?
The yin and yang on his little forearm, right?
Oh.
If you blow on it a little too hard, it might come up, but.
I think it comes down to.
It's one more than me, though.
I think it comes down to what guys want. Honestly.
Okay, so let's not make it about them. Would you say that us dudes, we try to look good for them?
No, I don't even look good for me. I look good for other men.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it just depends, right? Because it's like, yes and no. Because when I look good, you like, and if a girl comes up to me and says, oh, you look good, then I'm going to feel good about myself.
This girl's coming up to
like, it's definitely validating.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? It's like, I didn't really do it for that person, but I did it maybe for the compliments to myself.
Yeah, you did it for her sister.
Well, I think they go hand in hand. So, I don't know. They just go hand in hand. Like, obviously, you want to look good. It's not just
for you look good, you feel good.
That's symbiotic.
You want to feel good, right? But you know what it's going to come with.
But then, like.
So, in a way, you kind of are doing them. Like, you would do it. Like, you would get back into the gym. Like, if you just got a breakup, you would get into the gym to, like, look decent for, like, future suitors. Yes or no?
That or women. Good shit.
Future suitors.
Future suitors is crazy.
Was that too much?
That's too professional.
It's under the assumption that you're gonna be with them like in the future. So
No. I'm saying like
that's what made it funny.
Yeah,
I thought it was funny just because of the words they use.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think we just always get into an argument. That's where the argument always comes at a crossroads. Is like who comes up with the definition of what's beauty? You know.
Might as well just look good, feel good, bro. Because today we have like 3 pizzas here, and we ate it, right? If I do that every single fucking day, I go exercise. Like, you become a fat slob, and you start to feel like it. You know when you ate good the whole week, like doing meal preps, and you know when you ate Taco Bell the whole week. Yeah. There's a fucking difference in how you generally fucking feel. That's why I do it. I still indulge in like 8 slices here and there.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna fucking enjoy it. And wash it down with a light beer.
Yeah.
But
cancels it out.
Just
end that.
Just cause come on, relax. Come on. We're not going crazy today. But I like the even, I guess. Also I'm taken, so like I'm not really doing it for that. But I'm still running every day and shit. Like I still like to feel good and shit.
It's so weird.
Okay, well let me pose this question then. Let's say you guys would look like shit, but they still fucking loved you, but you felt like shit. Would you not give a fuck and still eat like shit?
No.
One more time.
Okay.
Your girl still loves
Example.
You?
Example.
No. So let's say you're ugly as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Check. Go.
Describe ugly.
Just ugly, bro.
I'm with you.
Like physically?
Okay, stay with me. Okay. Let's say you're ugly. Like you feel ugly.
Okay.
And also you feel ugly and also you eat like shit, right? Mm-hmm. But you still pull bitches on the regular, like they're just in love with you. Would you go to the gym to feel better? Or would you not give a fuck and still eat like shit, feel like shit, because you're still getting pussy?
It just depends.
Let me tornado this bitch real quick.
It just depends, really.
Because you're still getting sick as a little tornado.
Yeah. There was a little wind. It's Montana wind.
Because that would be the real test of like, I do this shit for me,
it
not
just depends
for.
Depends how much you like sex, though, or what's like, you know what I mean? Like, how much sex means to you. And if it's just piping. You know, if
piping sex, hot from Little Caesars.
Fuck. But if piping is just piping to you, then you may want to be like, I'm tired of fucking these uggos. Let me lose 25 pounds and get into a different category of girls. Because you will, just by losing a little bit of weight, you know? For people who are, you know, who like to see someone looking decently good and like, oh, I would. But if you gain 30 pounds, I'm like, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you just like to fuck and like you just, that's your shit and you're already getting it and you feel like shit personally, but that's how you always felt, so you're cool with it feeling like that. You don't know what good feels. How about you try to be healthy for 2 weeks?
Well, I always
get a different feeling of what that's like.
Yeah.
It's really hard to, if you, all you know is just being, I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off, by the way. Yeah. But like if you just been like, and there's a bunch of foods that I know like they're fucking to slobs food, like never joined a team. Also like for us,
wear glasses.
No, but I'm not describing Johnny.
Hairy chest, hairy back.
Us three, I guess. You two.
Fuck three.
But I'm saying like we play sports, so we know like what it takes, physically takes, and what it's like our peak. Like when we talk, I'm like, bro, I was in peak shape right there. Like I was running miles. Like you understand what your peak form is. Some motherfuckers don't understand peak at all because they never had teams, never did. It's like
never they experienced
was,
it.
They just had metabolism that was fast and it was working for them. And then took us to shit.
Yeah.
So it's like all you know is how to feel like shit all day, but it's like try to feel good. You may like that side more.
Mm-hmm.
But some motherfuckers, they're not gonna put in the work.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Because I think as men, most men, they try sports. They try doing stuff for like to just test themselves for sports, like physically, you know. So it's like you really get yourself more into a deeper conversation when you talk about fitness and what that entails with like the beauty standard, because it's more about functionality. Like I work out for functionality. Like I don't work out to exactly, it looks good. Like you're going to get the aesthetic look while trying to reach functionality purposes.
Yeah.
But I purely work out just so I can be stronger.
So I don't cramp up when
facts, or so I can fucking lift this fucking couch or some bullshit. Yeah,
these three.
Cool. I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
No, oh,
this bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna go that. Thank you. I wanted to do it. No, but because
isn't like, that what relationship is though? In a sense, like
about being
you become you become comfortable with one another, so you just kind of let yourself go.
Uh-huh.
A little.
So. That to me sounds like, oh, you're not really doing it for you. You're doing it because
let yourself go, but don't fall off the cliff.
That person's letting you be comfortable now, so you don't give a fuck no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think there's back to the initial point, I think there's you kind of do get in shape or you try to look better for people. But
yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? But like people are kind of like in denial with that.
Mm-hmm. No, because I think that
it's both. It's definitely both. You do it for yourself, but you also know it's for them or for whoever you're trying to impress, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, then yeah, I can't argue with that because I still look in shape so that way my girl will still be attracted to me. Like, because
I'm attracted
to you. And that's kind of to your point, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm doing it, I guess.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
I know she,
yeah.
And I also want that. I also, that comes with it, definitely. Mostly I don't work out for that, but if you're talking about like, yeah, like a short story, like, yeah, like. On the side, like I also want my girl to like still be attracted to me, and I also want her to still be attracted to me.
Kind of like like jobs and shit too.
So like, some fucking much. No.
It just yeah, because at first it's probably just to attract somebody, and then after a while you get comfortable, and you're going to a dip, you gain the weight back, and then it's just like, damn, like she didn't kind of get me like this, so now you're trying to get back to like not how you were like exactly like maybe all ribs and shit, but like,
yeah.
At least stay in shape just like so you don't lose it. It's like someone to be proud of still.
I think that's why girls take so many pictures.
Because they know they're going to let themselves go?
Because they know, yeah, they're going to know that you're going to let yourself go too.
That's lucky
know,
facts.
They know they're going to be like, well, let's just preserve this moment in time real quick. Yeah. Let's just take a picture, you know?
Yeah, I just think people are lying when they say they don't do it to like attract others and shit. It's like you do though, yeah, in a way. Like, if you're doing it for your girl, you're doing it for her too, though.
Yeah, but yeah, facts. But you know, in the grand scheme of things, that shit all goes away in the end.
Oh yeah, especially you hit.
But like if the real conversation wants to be,
you know. I'm just saying, because I was trying to like link it to like the whole makeup thing, mm-hmm. where a lot of women would just be like, "Nah, well, I don't wear makeup for," which is true. They probably don't. But like a little bit of you do though, you know, you still want to look presentable to the world.
Yeah.
Well, you're not just like, I'm just going to fucking, because like I hear putting on makeup is like a lot of work. And that's like a commitment to do fucking every day. If you do it every day, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a little bit you're doing it for you. It's a lot of bit you're doing it for yourself, but it's a little bit you're doing it for the rest of whoever's looking at you, I guess.
Maybe it's like showering, you know? It's like, you do it because you want to be presentable, not because you're doing it for other people. You
got no, I do that for how I feel. Oh. I purely shower based off because of how I feel.
Well, that's still for yourself. You get what I'm saying?
And if I yank into the shower,
Oh, I think you're right. Because if you let it, if you don't shower after fucking a week,
and she's well,
and you out. Smell like shit, you have to do it for yourself now. Yeah. Like at first, you can get away with it, like not shower. Mm-hmm. But come a week or two, pesas a mierda. You're going to have to do it for you, not for everybody else anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you shower every day or every 2 days for everybody else. Well, let's, because you don't want to, like, you don't want them to smell your BO. Yeah. But like I'm saying, like after a week or two, you got to do that shit for yourself now. Fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
You ever scratch your balls after like a day of not showering and you fucking go, whoa, that's strong.
And then you do it again because you're like, how did that smell again?
Yeah.
And then you just keep doing it again because you're like, huh? You know?
And then you just fucking stick a finger in your ass, just might as well.
Yeah.
You know what I thought of? This might be a horrible take or point or whatever, but I was at work, and you know, obviously back then social media wasn't a thing, so there was no comment section, right?
Yeah.
But I went to the restroom, and I went to a porta potty, and there's so much writing, right, in a porta potty. And then I started to realize, I think public restrooms were the comment section of back then.
Low key.
Because I went to a porta potty, and you know the seat covers where you pull up and then pull down?
Yeah.
And it says pull up then down, and someone wrote that's how you jack off, and they wrote that on there.
Yeah, and then I started looking
around. There's so much writing like everywhere, bro.
I saw one at Best Buy that said tits or ass, and it had a check, like a box next to each one. And there's just a bunch of like tally marks. People just keep fucking like what they prefer. Yeah. I'm like, shout out, it's in the men's restroom.
It's the same guy, but he keeps going back to change his answer.
It's little by little.
You're right, though. That's funny.
To figure himself out, man.
That's like,
fuck Biden.
It's always been like that. Like even in school, though. Like you ever open it, your textbook, and it's like, go to page 68.
Those were badass.
And go to page 35. Go to page 102, and there's a big ass dick there just for no reason. on the Pharaoh.
Nah, it was always, I would do all of that shit because I was the kid that would scroll like in the pages. I was never paying attention. I was always looking at the books, and it just said like at the very end, you're gay.
Like, and then you'd be like, no,
all that time, bro. All those 30 minutes, bro.
I remember that my first one too was in science, seventh grade. Yeah. And it was long, bro. This guy had time.
Hey, welcome, bro.
This guy had fucking time, bro. I swear to God, it took me a long ass time just to get to a big ass dick.
Bro, it just kept saying like, go to page this. Yeah.
And it's funny because you can't skip, you know? You need to go to that page in order to know what the next number
you
is.
You can't skip. Yeah. It's like it's against your will or something.
That shit was so fun, bro. It was, she never knew. It's going to be a dick.
Yeah.
So sometimes it would be some different shit. Sometimes someone was a good drawer, they would just draw something.
Yeah.
And it was cool. Yeah. But most of the time, it was just dicks or you're gay.
Yeah.
Tight. All that time for what? Now I gotta catch up on what this bitch is talking about up here.
Why are we so obsessed with dicks? Like, as like, what the fuck was such the fascination with
why
it?
Why are we so fucking
like on Superbad
with circumcised dicks?
That's the thing too. They're always circumcised.
Yeah,
I've never seen one with a sweater.
I like the sweaters. It's because it's hard to draw a sweater on it. How do you draw a sweater on it?
You just add extra skin at the top.
I wouldn't know anymore.
I'm sure you forgot. You don't even remember.
I don't remember, bro.
What's you know that? What I remember?
Hollas!
Remember, guys, holla babies, 10 words or less ads. You can use it to shout yourself out. You can use it to shout somebody else out. Birthday, bar mitzvah, sweet 16. This first holla comes from Jorge Medina. He says, Shout out H Town, motherfucking Texas. Damn. Fuck you, Gazelle. Love y'all.
Fuck
though.
You, Jorge.
Damn.
Shout out, Jorge.
Bitch
Jorge.
Ass. What's his name? Jorge Mejia?
Mejia.
Medina.
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 This next one comes from Jorge Medina.
Oh, he's got money.
Hey. He says, shout out to El Buquitito. Oh. What a burger is way better than In-N-Out.
Hey, shut your bitch ass up, Jorge Medina.
Damn.
You know what? You're Mejia now.
Facts. Damn.
You
shout
to
out
to me.
Shout out Jorge Mejia.
Shout out to you.
Is Mejia?
I don't fucking know.
Medina.
Oh.
It's Medina.
At this point, I don't care.
Medina, fuck you, Medina. We love you. Hey, appreciate the hollas, Jorge Medina.
Yeah. And this last one. This last one comes from Jessica Gallegos. She says, book with JBG Creation and FW for your next party event. We got a business woman in the house, bro.
That's the competition to the homegirls' party rentals, bro.
What are we gonna do? Well, the good news is that Jessica Gallego, she has a promo code right now. If you guys put drop it down, it's PLP for 20% off.
Your next jumper
for 80% off their next order. Imagine? No, it's not. It's not. But make sure you guys go check that out. That's at JBG Creation. DFW That's for your smart. Next party event.
I feel like she does like the little I'm just making up her business now. I feel like she does all the decorations and shit, no?
We'll give that
you know
away.
What I'm talking about?
We'll give that away.
I don't know, maybe just JVD Creations.
Yeah.
She'd be creating.
I think she spelled it wrong, to be honest, but what?
How you fucking your old business?
Call her for your centerpieces.
Yeah.
The Bautizo.
Dude. You guys ever go to right now that you guys said and now let me conclude our holla. 10 words or less ads. Make sure you guys go and check them out. The link is in the description, and if you guys want anybody here to read them specifically, make sure you guys DM us directly and we can help you out with that.
Yes sir.
Would you guys be down to be my padrino?
Yeah, I'll do whatever you want.
I appreciate that.
Like the padrinos to my kids. Oh, are you guys gonna be pissed about that?
Yeah.
Well, what?
Don't do that.
If I pick somebody else, I pick Johnny to be my.
Oh no! Actually, oh, go ahead.
Actually, no, they have Please. To take care of.
No, yeah, pick him. Pick him. He's gonna love them way more than me.
Yeah.
Nah, who would you pick as your best man?
Best man.
Yeah. It's gonna have to be Johnny, bro.
We have to figure something out about that.
You think so?
I think.
Nah, I think it's pretty easy. Can I be real?
Your brother. Oh, well, you don't have one.
It's pretty easy.
Janice.
You pick Janice to be your best man.
It's gonna be Beto.
Damn. Yeah. Your best man, motherfucker, you hardly talked to his whole life, but yeah.
We gotta do like a fantasy draft with like our, our friends for
Nah, I think I know it. I've already told my girl about it. Draft about time. Like who no about who everybody would pick.
Oh, who do you think?
You That's pick Dreams, it. Dreams would pick you, Michael and Miguel would pick each other, and then I pick Leek.
Wait, what Johnny's still in there?
The newest homie gets picked.
Wait, Johnny, you and Johnny would pick each other?
That's right. Yeah, there's probably. A odd number of us.
That's the only way it would work.
Nah, Leek's not going to get married.
Leek's going to be the first one to get married. Watch.
Lalo, I don't have to be. I don't know. Nah, I wasn't even going to pick me, but I don't have to
would
be.
Would you pick your cousin Daniel?
I don't know, bro. I have no idea.
Or your brother, Jaco.
I'd want to pick.
Fine, you can pick me.
Jaco? I'd pick my brother. I think that's the easiest choice.
I'll choose Kendrick Lamar.
I think because I'd want to pick my. My brother, my cousin Daniel.
Your homie, the one that moved away?
Yeah, my homie Brian.
Realistically now...
Gay.
Realistically now, because I'm a Disney pass holder, I'd probably pick Mickey Mouse as number one.
Goofy.
But if he wasn't down to do it...
if he's busy that way?
I would take Dream.
If he's at the clubhouse?
I'm down to put on a Mickey Mouse costume.
I'm a Disney pass holder, but what can I say?
Your best man's in Mickey ears?
Yeah.
Just beast on as fuck, Mickey.
I come as Mickey, but I'm Mickey Mantle.
Oh, hey, for real though, at like each other's weddings, we gotta chill until like it's time to get beast on. We can't get beast on during like I've seen some weddings where who's are beast on as fuck. It's like 1 p.m. So they gotta do a speech.
That's gonna be me, bro.
You're the best guy ever now.
Cause they be fucking them.
The best guy around.
I wouldn't do you guys like that. Especially if I had a speech, I would take a shot before just to. Little, you know,
calm the nerves.
Yeah. Calm the nerves, but I feel like could we do this? I mean, eventually we're gonna do live shows. We're gonna be comfortable like doing a talking and speaking.
I might just go up there and do my set, dude, or just dream set. Yeah.
Hollywood Improv is gonna be our next live show. Make sure you guys go and check and buy tickets. Currently, it's the link in Lalo's story.
He's just making a fake ass fucking event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that girl on TikTok? She posted that she had a roommate move in, right? And she wouldn't find a job, so she kicked her out after like 3 months. So she got pissed off. She's like, "You're gonna kick me out, all right?" And she posted her social security number. I guess
her, just a roommate.
Yeah, her roommate's social security number and her kid's social security number on Facebook. Fucked. Like, she took a picture of it and posted the picture on Facebook.
That's fucked up.
What? Yeah.
Did she have like a big reach, or does she have a big reach now? After
now, she does, but after it, but before, no, she didn't.
Sick ass credit card getting pulled out right now. Yeah, and their names.
Yeah, for real, everybody.
What can you do with a social?
We just have a fridge in here, right?
Yeah, you can have you can
just fuck up cards. My you can't fuck up my credit more, bitch.
I dare to
go ahead, steal it.
I think you could put your social security on hold. Like, you have to call the social security office, and then they'll put that shit on hold. Because I know, I know someone, their grandma, they're playing like online games, and like they were addicted to the fucking game, and the game was like, oh, you want to buy more moves or something? Yeah. Just go ahead and drop your information. You know, like. And so she did, and she put her social security number on that
Social?
Yes, bro. And they took that shit, and they started opening credit cards, and she was able to, so she didn't know that you could do this, but later on they found out that, oh, you can call the office, and they'll shut that shit down. You don't have to, so nobody can be opening stuff in their name. But I think then after you get a new social security number.
Yeah.
Fucking vibes, bro.
Yeah.
You get a new one? You get a brand new one?
I think so.
Yeah, I get to start all over.
2024.
Born.
I'll probably fuck up the credit on that one too.
Out the window ASAP. Getting my Sapphire right there and there.
Just getting a fucking Hellcat, bro. Don't give a fuck.
With the scat pack.
With
the
new social. Oh, wow. You pull up to the dealer like, damn, yeah. You just got that brand new.
My neighbor. You see it? I just bought this house. I want my wife to get fucked in it. I'm not here.
My neighbor's going to hate me at 4 a.m. going to Jack's. Coming right back too.
And it got pushed to start.
Wait, so what ended up happening to that girl? She's just like...
I don't know. I have no idea.
The one that...
Hey, good story, bro.
Thank you, bro.
The conclusion's crazy.
I just thought it was crazy.
Next time, no. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z.
Like, imagine you let Lalo stay over at your pad and then you kick him out. You're like, nah, Lalo, you're not finding a fucking job, bro. No. I was like, fuck you, bro, and post your social security.
I'm making his dick pics that he sends me all the time. Fuck that shit.
I don't have to be someone's, like, baby best mama. Man. Just so that y'all know.
Thank God.
Like, for example, like if I pick,
he doesn't go to the wedding.
He's saying that because he knows he's gonna get picked.
If I pick Gazelle, yeah. If I pick Gazelle, or if I pick Lalo,
you would
like,
not pick me over Lalo.
Hold on, because you fucking, you see how long you take to set up these cameras?
Yeah,
you
can pick. Negative you can, Nancy. Over
oh,
here.
That's another thing though. I feel like Dreams.
I don't have to get picked back.
Dreams, you
I'm
could pick your brother too.
No. The fuck we gonna do?
Like Michael could probably instead of Miguel could probably pick his brothers too, and like nobody would get mad. I wouldn't get mad. I don't think any of us would get
imagine
mad.
Imagine he's still getting mad. Hey, yo, what the fuck?
I wouldn't even get mad if get I don't mad? Get invited. I'd be upset. I wouldn't be mad at you. I'd be like, what the fuck? That's weird. Because we literally hang out with each other. We have channels together. Like, we're all involved with each other.
Content homies.
That's kind of weird. But okay. But other than that, it's like, it's your day. You pick your day. You pick the people you want to have around.
Imagine, also, your best man's supposed to buy you like some dope shit.
Imagine Solo's my best man.
For my and friends?
Yeah.
Shout out.
How does it work? Like, you need the same amount of... groomsmen and what do you call it? Bridesmaids.
No, it's
so you can have like 10 and 7.
There's a maid of honor and then a best man.
We're doing sometimes, a surprise dance.
Sometimes some of them come out like if it's uneven, like if the girl just is undecisive as fuck, because you're just the girls. Like and they
or she ain't got no friends.
They pick 18 homegirls
because she don't have no friends.
Like, and they have like 8 guys. They'll just each of them will get with 2. Like they'll walk out with 2.
Oh, okay.
Stuff. They just try to even it out.
Fuck a groomsman. I'm gonna have a chambelan, bro. Go fuck.
Yeah, I got you, bro. We're gonna make your dream come true.
You be my main chambelan.
Got you.
We're gonna get to the wedding in a limo too. We just faded.
Yeah.
You're just all grinding on each other in the limo.
La que paso, paso.
My God, they're kissing in the back. They're making out. We have a jumper right in the front of the church too, bro. Try to fuck.
Just play mommy, mommy. We don't even fucking do some kid. We just do some kid ass shit.
Play 4 quarters.
Oh.
But well, I was gonna say something. I forgot.
I'm gonna fuck around and just pick my sister as my best man.
But what I've been trying to say is like, if for example, if I pick you or if I pick Lot, let's say I pick you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to come pick me back for to be. Oh, best
it
man.
Made sense.
Pick
the first time you said that shit.
Yeah.
Nobody was fucking listening.
I heard it.
Heads, brother.
No, I don't think you did because I never finished. So how could you hear me if I didn't?
No,
say
you
it?
Said it while somebody else was talking.
When?
Hey, Gazelle, play it back.
One minute.
Gazelle, play it back.
I never finished.
You said it.
No, I think you did finish.
All right. Well, I guess whatever.
Is you done or is you finished? Because I got a topic.
Unless we filled in the blank for you, which I think we might have
done. Yeah, I think you guys
did. It was pretty.
No, you guys said, oh, well, that makes sense. And then you started talking about somebody's blood spooks. Fuck spooks.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like you have to pick them back. That's some bullshit.
Nah.
Nah, I ain't picking up.
You got to go down the chain of command.
All right. I have an old topic, but I still want to have this conversation. And that doesn't matter. I just want to have the conversation.
Nah, bring it up. What's up?
So, like,
fuck my
the
best
first
man.
Day of fucking the MLS.
Yeah,
Saint West walks out with Leo Messi for the Inter Miami game. I don't know if you saw that shit on Twitter trending.
Yeah,
and then everybody in the comments was saying like that shouldn't be for fucking kids like that.
Oh yeah,
it was a Kanye West kid?
Yeah,
it's yeah because
MK's in
if you know how they walk out like in the beginning of the game,
holding hands.
Yeah, it's usually supposed to be like some cancer patient kid.
Yeah,
like
not just anybody,
But I think the kids playing over there. I don't know how that's working.
Like a orphan or something.
Yeah, people were pissed online.
Yeah, they were saying like people like him are gonna have way more chance in their life to like meet other great people like that, or even just in like settings where like they're put into it, like because it's Kanye and fucking Kim's son.
Well, then you go make graduation so, then, so bitch.
You're gonna be in those situations, right?
Yeah.
So it's like he doesn't need that, but if you want my opinion, it's like he's still a fucking kid and he probably still idolizes the guy.
Yeah. Also, people act like
they wouldn't use
not
the advantages.
Fucking 100 games. Mm-hmm. It's like those kids that are in line for that, they're gonna get their chance.
But also they act like if that was their kid, they wouldn't use the advantage of it.
100%. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Nah, bro.
And I wouldn't even use it for my kid, use it for me because I want to meet him.
Just a lot of those grown ass like
No. Like I let my kid hold his hand and walk. Imagine I go walk out with him. Taller than him.
Fuck my kid, bro.
No, I would let my kid walk out, but then I wanna get they're giving up the kid back, I'd be like, hey.
Also,
el podcast messy.
How about you or your dad go and make work it, make it harder, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me.
How about you tell your fucking kid to suck Ray J's dick? How about that?
Oh, that's facts.
Yeah.
Don't tell your kid to do that though. Oh, my fault.
I thought we were just saying what their parents.
Take the we're just saying what we feel.
Tell her to take the weekend.
Well, what else can Kim K do?
World.
So how about you tell your kid to fucking start Skims?
Oh, put Kim K on parents. The wing?
Well, wait, what's it called? Skims,
you got it right, yeah.
What a dope-ass name for a company.
I'll be honest. I heard that they have some pretty comfortable shit for men, too.
Yeah? Should we just fucking...
Yeah, that's why I always look snatched. I can't breathe right now, bro.
Is she the one with the bra with titties?
With the bra shoulders?
No.
Okay.
Like, you know... I don't know. Isn't there like a bra that has more extra padding or some shit?
I don't know. I know Rihanna has Fenty.
Oh, it might be that one. I don't know.
But I don't think that she's stuffs, but maybe. Oh.
Shout out the West kid. Yeah, you're right, Lolalo. He's just a kid. Who gives a fuck?
Live your dream, bro.
Yeah.
I'm hating on you, though.
Do whatever.
Respectfully hating. Like, I wish I was me holding his hand, but it is what it is.
Because you still can.
Yeah, I'm going to sign up.
You'll get restrained, but you still can.
Just get a fucking disease that's killing you.
Would you ever just run out onto the field?
On it.
Would you ever just run onto the field and just go and hug Messi?
It's for a fucking
I wanted to when I was small.
They don't give you camera time no more.
When I was small,
who
I wanted.
Who cares? For yourself.
Like I felt like that would have been sick, you know?
Yeah.
But fuck no. Not anymore.
As an adult, just get banned from a stadium?
Yeah, just get banned and then have to spend the night in jail and then have to pay a fucking big ass fine. No, thank you.
I wouldn't mind. That's messy.
What about the guy who did the streak thing? That bet that there was going to be a streaker?
Oh, yeah.
And he was a streaker?
Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did he do? I don't remember.
What was it, Beto? Do you remember?
Yeah, he just he put money in Vegas that there was going to be a streaker in the Super Bowl. And then so he went to the Super Bowl and he was the streaker.
Yeah.
Oh, that fool's playing chess, baby.
Cashed out.
And the fine was only like $10,000 and he got like $200 or something like that. Something crazy.
That's smart as fuck, but now he's banned from that stadium.
And I'm sure they're not going to have that fucking...
You go for the Vikings.
Yeah. That same...
That line.
Yeah. Damn, that fool's smart as fuck. Wait, is the... Is the phrase checkers or chess? Which one is it? Which is the harder one to play?
Chess.
Chess is the way harder
so one. So it's like, oh, you're playing checkers, I'm playing chess?
You're playing chess, I'm playing Monopoly.
No, Monopoly's harder?
Monopoly's longer.
I'm playing Candyland.
I've never played Monopoly.
It's fucking long as fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the point of that fucking game?
Breaking families up.
It led to my parents' divorce.
No, that was the Wii, bro.
We always
I was bowling in the upstairs, bro. My friends were divorcing downstairs.
We always play until someone fucking flips over the board and they get pissed.
Yeah, I'm fucking stupid, bro. I just, like, I'll trade you this fucking railroad for this. I'm like, sure, take it. and then I get fucked, bro.
Now
what
you're
I get
in
for
jail.
Trusting people being a good person.
What do you mean?
Because like you can like.
So there's neighborhoods.
Yeah.
On each side of the board, there's neighborhoods.
Like Colton.
Right? Yeah, they actually do have a San Bernardinoopoly or something like that. Like they made it after the city. And like they have like basically they have shot. The lower sides of
you landed
there is
on,
though.
Oh there is
yeah and there's lower sides of town obviously and then there's the upper like side of town right but in San Bernardino it's all the same but they don't tell you that so there's still the it's still the rules of San Bernardino I mean of Monopoly and of San Bernardino so I got sock checked on one court. Imagine
San Bernardino
no but there was like so you your goal is to try to get as much money as you're basically starting a life like fake life
yeah
and you're like oh like I want this house on this neighborhood and you can build properties and then try to get like money back from it you know mm-hmm. or if you don't then you could get like you worst case scenario you get jail and you just end up in debt. The goal is to monopolize the board, basically, and then you get everything. It takes hours, bro.
Really?
Hours.
What's the longest you ever played Monopoly?
Hours.
People don't even finish.
People go home, bro. Some people start at 8 p.m. and then, like, at 4 a.m. everyone's calling it.
Yeah. That's definitely happened in Uno to me before.
Let's play it for the POP Patreon.
Yeah, because nobody was playing Uno right. They're like, no, you got to pick the card until you get the color. You're going to go through the whole fucking deck by then. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, facts.
You're only supposed to pick up one card if you don't have it. And if you have that color, then you get to place it down.
Oh, and then it just goes next to the next person?
Yeah.
After that one card?
Yeah.
We always play like you keep eating, motherfucker. And you're just eating the whole deck and shit.
Yeah.
And then you get low-key get the switch decks with somebody card.
That's like on the brand new Uno, the shit, no? The
swap decks.
The brand new Unos used to...
We got Uno 2 before GTA 6. It's crazy.
For real, bro. Bullshit. But yeah.
Did you guys see there's supposed to be basketball courts on GTA 6?
Like 2K? Like
yeah.
The street mode shit?
Yeah. It was supposed to be on GTA 6.
I heard Messi's going to be in it too.
On 2K?
No.
Yeah. Make him like 6'5".
And St. West. And St. West is supposed to come and walk out next season.
This is Miami. GTA Miami.
Oh, it's going to be... Oh, shit. No, that used to be Vice City. Oh, you're fucking with me?
Yeah, I'm just kidding about Messi. That'd be cool.
Damn.
He's one of the characters? Just fucking... Committing crime with Messi,
making my way downtown,
blasting motherfuckers with Messi. That'd be sick. That'd be fucking sick.
So, did you guys hear that? There's this girl on TikTok that does scenarios.
A girl? She's doing scenarios.
Sorry, mama. A woman. Sorry.
Okay.
There's this woman on TikTok that does scenarios, and I just wanted you guys to see if you guys what your thoughts would be.
No
on the scenario.
Way.
That sounds fun. Let's try that.
Let's test your morality. You and your significant other are parents to a 12-year-old child. They're overall a happy kid, but for the past week, you've noticed that they've been coming home with bruises and seeming depressed. You and your significant other are worried, so you both decide to have a talk with your child. That evening, you both sit down with your child and ask what's going on. They tell you that every day for the past week, another kid in school has been beating them up and stealing their lunch money. You and your significant other are extremely upset and tell your child that they will talk to the principal Monday morning. Your child is very thankful and heads to their room for bed. The next day, your child asks you if they can go to the corner store to buy some snacks. You agree that they can go, and you and your significant other stay home to cook dinner. About 10 minutes later, your child rushes in through the front door, disheveled and in shock. You ask them what is wrong, and they tell you that as they were walking to the corner store, they bumped into their bully. The kid then grabbed your child and demanded all their money. In defense and an act of rage, your child shoves the bully as hard as they could. Okay. The bully was unable to balance themselves and flew back, falling headfirst on the concrete floor.
Right.
Your child immediately saw blood and panicked. There was no one around to see what happened, so your child ran home. You were in shock and tell your child and significant other to stay home while you walk down the street.
No
As
witnesses.
You get to the location, there are already police and many people standing around. You ask someone what happened, pretending you don't know, and they tell you that someone found a child on the sidewalk, no longer alive. Your heart sinks and you turn around and walk back home. Your child is in tears and they tell you that they didn't mean to push them that hard and they don't want to be taken away. Your significant other stares at you, letting you know that whatever you choose, they will back you up. Do you call the police, telling them the truth about what happened, hoping your child will be spared of prison time since it was self-defense? Or tell your child to lie about leaving the house, aware that there are no witnesses that saw what happened, giving an alibi for your child, but knowing that the deceased child's family will never get closure on what happened? Let's test your morality.
All right, Gazelle, yeah, but fucking...
Fuck that bitch-ass kid. I'm getting my kid and we're moving to Mexico. I don't give a fuck, bro. We're going to Mexico, baby. That kid's going to be fucking going to every Chivas game for the next fucking... the rest of his life.
You're going to set him up for even more failure, bro? Yo, fuck.
Okay, a spark notes for those of you who have fucking ADD like we do, or ADHD. Which is the one? Which is the one where you can't?
It's ADHD, huh? Both. One's hyper deficit.
So your kid's getting bullied at school or whatever, and then one day your fucking kid catches his bully lacking.
No, it's the other way
cracks
around.
Cracks him and the bully finds your kid lacking. Yeah, but not really though. Who was really lacking in the end, motherfucker? My father. And then your kid puts a fucking bullet through his chest. Are you backing up your kid? Are you gonna be a bitch ass fucking snitch? And rat your kid out. You're a pussy ass motherfucker. Which one would you guys pick?
Well, when you put it like that. Anyway, don't freak us out. Fuck. Be the villain. Hey, wait, James, you're about to be the hero.
I'm about to take my day off.
You're about to have a hero moment, bro.
I somehow make it worse.
Really put yourself in those shoes though, like for reals.
That sucks, like, dog. Like finally your fucking kid stands up for himself and then he kills the motherfucker. That's a real ass motherfucker though. Let's be real.
Low key, that's
your first
some
body
shit.
And you fucking bodied that food.
That's a low key. That is some you kind of look though. Cause
yeah,
I feel like that would really happen to you with your look.
Wait, do kids even do jail time and shit for like accidentally murdering somebody?
No, it was an accident.
Yes, they do.
It's still deliberate though, right? It's still like fucking.
Well, you had deliberate.
It was a fight.
You had deliberate intentions of hurting that person, so yeah.
Yeah, but that fucking kid was kicking my kid's ass all the damn time.
I mean, it's manslaughter, but it's not like first degree murder or anything like that. But it's still manslaughter.
We would come clean to the cops, but we would plead fucking innocent like that. And I'll show all the bruises of my kid when he was getting his ass whooped.
What if you said like?
But then everybody knows my kid's a pussy, huh? Fuck, it's a dilemma.
Just say you did it,
and I already knows I'm a snitch.
Not only that, but now your kid's gonna get bullied for snitching, and then it's gonna happen again.
And then he's gonna kill another motherfucker.
You think he's gonna be back with those kids in time? He's going to jail.
Oh, that's true.
Like for 15 years,
he makes it back.
He's gonna send him back to third grade.
He has to pick up where
he
left off.
He's going
to
go in jail with the third graders, bro. Yeah. He's going to kill a guy in jail.
In juvie. Come on, bro.
I just know my kid's a real ass motherfucker. That's what I know. And I'm going down.
Dreams, what would you do?
What color was it?
Hey. And we're not even cutting it out. That was just a bit.
I don't know. That's a very difficult decision, bro. I think ultimately, even if you didn't want to, you'd have to kind of like tell your kid, explain to your kid first what they did wrong and
nothing.
And then talk to the, they would have to talk to the authorities, bro, because I don't think that people understand the trauma that your kid's going to go through after killing somebody and the guilt they're going to feel regardless.
We won't tell them.
You're right.
I'm just going to be like, look what happens when you fucking deal with your problems. They go away.
Forever, huh?
Gone, dunzo. See you later, loser.
Another one bites the star.
Real motherfucker like me would go and fucking spit on that kid's grave, bro.
Go spit on. You can go spit on the kid while he's still there.
I stand on business, homie.
Rest in piss.
Jesus, bro.
Who's bullying my kid? Fuck that bitch ass kid.
Nah, but he didn't deserve to die.
It's just life for family, bro. That's all I know.
He's just a kid.
Yeah, but if you really slide for your kid, then you know that what's best for them, and you know that them getting in like that kind of situation, they're not gonna be okay with it, even if they're not found guilty. Like nobody ever finds out about it. Mentally, they're not gonna do okay with it. So you kind of have to fucking bite the bullet, unfortunately, and also I get more time alone with your fucking mom's like a pipe.
That's bad.
Make some more fucking now. Kids, bro.
Now you're selling me on this.
A vacation for 18 hey,
more,
years
more food in the fridge.
Also I think like when you do like some crazy shit like that, because I mean obviously like a kid doesn't deserve life, but they deserve like but if they do a horrible crime, it's kind of hard to amount. So there's like what's called juvenile life, so you only do time up until you're like 18 and then you know
that shit is not a horrible crime, bro. I'm being dead ass.
It was manslaughter.
I forbid a motherfucker stand up for himself, huh?
Bro, you stand up for yourself and you accidentally killed this motherfucker. That's not that bad of
a thing. But you killed them. That's about the result.
Yeah, but that wasn't your intention.
That's why it's called manslaughter.
That's why, though.
I'm not like, calling you, it first degree murder. I'm talking
I'm saying your kids shouldn't be, feel that guilty.
That's true, because
they're going to feel guilty. For somebody else. Imagine being the parents of the other kid. Not if
that fool was bullying you.
Imagine being the parent of the other kid, bro. And then, like, you hear that your kid's taken from you. Even if your kid was a little asshole, like, your kid, you don't want your kid to be taken away from you.
Los niños.
No, I know that. That's not my kid, though. That's your problem.
Hey, your kid won, huh?
Yeah.
Your kids want to know.
My kid's the alpha, bitch.
All I know is I want my kid gone so I can pipe.
Now you're selling me again.
Now we're right back to square one. Really
have fun at summer camp forever.
What do you guys think, gentlemen? Forever? I'll visit on the week.
Yeah.
Nah, I'll visit once a year.
You got commissary?
Nah.
You like noodles?
I'm on the same boat as James.
Like, yeah.
But also
I understand, bro. I understand the sentiment that you don't. You're like, fuck that kid in a way. But right?
Because the anger you would feel, bro, like if you found out, like, fuck the murder case and shit. Like, that's some of the little details. Mm-hmm.
Like, the little details as well.
Do you know how fucking devastated you would feel if your kid was getting bullied at school? That shit will fuck you up, bro. For
coming home with bruises?
Yeah, bro. Because you want to go fuck that. You want to go kill that fool yourself.
And your kid stood on business.
And then your kid stood on business and just fucking took care of business.
Imagine a couple weeks later that, like, I killed another bully.
I locked this motherfucker up, bro.
He just starts killing more people.
He gets a thirst for blood.
You said the first was an accident. The second one is almost crazy. Yeah, I'm next. I'm beating his ass at home. I'm next. Lock this motherfucker up now, Your Honor.
He has like a car. He has a car and you like hole punch it. Like. All right. Four more kills and you get 20% at Hot Topic.
Damn, his points are Living there going crazy.
Oh, she kills another kid, bro. Yeah, I might have to be like, hey, bro.
Killer rewards.
You know, I'm a family man, but I'm doing this for the family, bro. You have to go to jail, man.
Yeah, fuck. Get out of exactly.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know. When I first heard it, I was like, yeah, fuck. Like, if there's no witnesses, and that little shit was being a little shit to my kid, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like you said, I feel like I'd feel the anger of my kid getting bullied and shit. And I'd be like, fuck, I don't want to say nothing. Like, fuck that. Like, and plus, like, fuck that kid. So his family doesn't deserve to know what happened and why happened. You get what I'm saying?
That was darker than what I said.
Dark as fuck, bro.
How?
Aren't you the priest?
How?
Aren't you the pastor?
Hey, Wednesday.
Because your kid's being a bully for a reason. He doesn't have great parents. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
So, nah, I don't think that's true. There's some kids who are just, they have good parents.
Yeah, very few though. Very few. Like, I've heard what you're talking about. Like, those very rare, the one that kid's just a piece of shit, just off rip with good parents.
Can I throw a different scenario though for you?
Go for it.
Would you tell the
officer? You guys already know where I stand,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, for sure. But would you tell the officer? Okay.
Like, you can't even say
it. You tell the officer? It's serious, Beto. Chill.
It's serious.
Yeah, but chill the fuck when, you tell the, police when they ask you, like, when you know, when you're going to go and fess up? Yeah. It's like, all right, we decide we're going to fess up. Would you tell them, like,
a pistol right now?
This was the kid that was bullying my son, so I fucking slapped the shit out of this fucker and bite the bullet for your son.
No, fuck hell no.
Fuck no.
Nah. I didn't kill him.
You wouldn't?
That's even worse.
You wouldn't slide? Hey,
I thought
he was sliding.
Bro, I'll go to the cops and be like,
it's
yo.
My wife.
Yeah, my wife. Fuck that poor up, huh? Now we both chill.
And now you get to five other bitches.
Yeah.
You're really me in, bro.
That mom.
No? All right.
Nah. Biting the bullet would honestly be the best parent move, honestly. It would be.
If you want to stay in the States, a real motherfucker like me would go to Mexico, bro.
That's
the thing is, it don't matter if there's no witnesses. There's going to be fucking, they're the police, bro. They got detectives. They're going to find out what happened.
Yeah.
What about when your kid grows up? He's like, damn, you really snitched me out, dad? Damn, that's crazy.
Not me. We moved to Mexico, bro. My kid's going to be like, no me hiciste snitchar, because we're going to be in Mexico.
Snitchar?
Yeah. No snitchaste.
No, no snitché.
No sé niña.
Eres el más real.
Eres el mero.
Pero snitchamos?
Eres la mera verga. That's what my kid would say, because we're in Mexico.
I feel that.
You need to have a fucking cuerno de chivo.
Snitch otros?
I put that fool in the cartel.
He's murking motherfuckers. Yeah, dude.
What was vosotros? It would be snitch ice.
Snitch ice?
I like that.
Fuck, dude.
There's another story that I saw where some guy caught his wife cheating through text messages. Mm-hmm. And so he got pissed off and he texted the guy through her phone, like, oh, like, let's meet up here.
I'm coming to you as a man.
It's like a park as a woods in the woods.
I'm coming to you as a man.
Nah, he was pretending to be his wife. He got his wife's phone and pretended to be his wife.
Bisto? Yeah. Question mark.
And texted like, oh, let's meet up here. And it was like close to the woods. Yeah. And when he showed up, he took his wife with him. And well, first he fucked up his wife. He was pissed and he fucked up his wife. Small little detail.
Okay.
And then he lured the guy. He lured the guy into the woods.
That's right. His wife.
They tried to come in.
And then he shot him. So he shot the guy. He killed him. He shot him like 3 times. Yeah. And then he had the wife, saw his like head off and his arms off. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And then obviously
it's a real story.
Yeah, it's a real story. And like her mugshot was like her like two black eyes, and so she's pleading innocent.
Two black guys.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy. She thought they let him buy
at once.
Three pictures and three people in one fucking mugshot.
That's wild. How they let him do that? Get away with black?
Okay.
Just with two black guys in jail. That's a dream.
What were their names?
This is a real story. You're set up. This is a real story, chill.
Dream started it. Hey.
Yeah. But her mugshot, she has like two black eyes.
Can't even unhear it anymore, huh?
Say it in Spanish. Say it in Spanish.
Yo, what the fuck?
That's racist. Wait till the Patreon.
Fuck, and obviously she's pleading not guilty.
That bitch is guilty as fuck. Fuck that bitch. Oh, that was crazy though.
Yeah. All the comments were like, does he need bail money?
Facts. Nah, that was crazy. Keep him locked up.
Do you really think you have what it is?
To kill somebody? Yes.
Yeah, to kill somebody. What the
fuck? For real?
Yeah, like some traumatic shit happens to you, like they fuck with your kid or some shit. Hell yeah.
It'd be more vengeful, you think though?
Oh, absolutely.
Not in self-defense, do you think?
Nah, I'm sawing every fucking limb of your body off.
In self-defense, you are too.
In self-defense? No, not in self-defense.
Why? That's weird, huh? Like, in self-defense, like, we're willing to, like, take more, like, of, like, the ass beating than...
I guess if your life is in jeopardy, like, genuinely,
mm-hmm.
that gun in your head type shit, and then you shoot that fool first, you wouldn't give a fuck if you killed him. No?
I agree with you. I agree, but would you have the gall to do it? Is my sense, because caring about whether or not that fool's dead is different than committing the action of it.
You know? Yeah, it is. I think we're all capable of doing it. You just got to get pushed there.
You just got to close your eyes.
I don't think I can kill someone, bro.
Bro, if they fuck with you, your family, your lady, or some shit, bro. Not like that fool. That fool's crazy. You just got cheated on. Chill out, fool. Like,
you need to go
fucking
go get some pussy.
Putting three
well, I guess
on
you're right. Fool. I guess like if there's an intruder at the house, and like trying to hurt us, then yeah, maybe. Dude. But maybe even then, I feel like I wouldn't.
Even with wouldn't the law on your side, him. Would you be able to do it?
I'll murk a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Or like kill somebody?
Yeah.
Nah, I would beat the shit out of somebody.
Yeah. I feel like I'd want to, like, I'd kick their ass, but to kill them, I don't fucking know.
Nah. I think I'd get pushed there.
Too much.
I would want, here's what, because I've thought of this scenario.
When you get mad, I feel like you do see red, no?
Nah, like, I'll sleep the fuck out of somebody, and if I see him and I hit, like, they, like, let's say I sleep him, bro, let's just say somehow, just first time clock and just out. I put them on the side because I don't want them to die. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't just sit there and be like, everyone cool, like, you know. Obviously, I make sure my family's cool, but I'd be like, I still put the motherfucker on his side and probably get some zip ties or something around him, like, real quick.
Me too. I go to
the school. No, just to fucking make sure he stays, because it's like, I'm a motherfucker doing
put
somebody
your
else.
Balls on his face.
Yeah. Come on, teabag this motherfucker.
I'd go to the stove, boil some water, and dip his hands in there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Give him a bunch of paper cuts.
Just go in between his fingers.
And just drop acetone on him.
Imagine you're just like, so you knock that fool out and you're just like, here goes the tickle monster.
I'll make that fool eat Whataburger.
Oh, God, no.
Have mercy,
bro. Too far,
bro.
Have mercy.
No, look, God forbid shit. Okay, sorry, that was too much. We're back. No, God forbid, like, you know, when you hear about, we'll go back to jokes, but. Mm-hmm. Like, if you, like, you had a daughter or your girl, your wife, your even your mother got fucking like taken advantage of in a way, mm-hmm. if you guys know which way I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That shit would push you to want to kill a motherfucker.
Way too many dishes to wash. For low pay.
Is that a bar?
Don't take advantage of women.
You doing a bar during my serious
scenario? You said we go back to jokes.
That okay. was serious.
Bro, the R word to your lady or your daughters or your
kids. I didn't have too many to take advantage of.
That's exactly what I meant.
Oh, that's why I said too many fucking bitches for no pay.
Well, you're having a job in bars during the serious moment.
Quote that shit.
Retweet. Anyways, yes, that would.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you'd fucking. At least you would want to hit him with your car.
Also, dishes.
At least.
I'm going to call my craziest homies. I'm like, hey, Gazelle. And bring your back.
I'm just like, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Do you think.
Hey, me and my murdering kid are ready.
Slump his ass.
It crosses over. We're ready.
Me and little Rambo are ready
to function. Meet me at the candlelight vigil tonight.
Me and Jeffrey Dahmer Jr. right here are fucking ready to go. When you need us.
Me and little Hannah Bully.
Me and Hitler right here.
That was good. That was a good one. He said Hannah Bully. Me and Hitler. Fuck, he's not eating, motherfucker.
Me and fucking Mussolini ready to get to the shits. You little leanie, that's what you nickname your kid because he stood on business. God forbid, bro. Yeah, but like some shit like that happens, bro. That shit'll, because I've heard of just like other people who've gone through shit like that.
Why you hanging your hand like that?
Balling.
Steph Curry for the audio listeners. No, because remember that one guy who fucking went. And like he fucking shot the motherfucker who like in the courthouse, I think, right before that fool got locked up for life.
Yeah. There's video of it.
Yeah, when he went, he was trying to answer a phone, right?
Yeah.
Turns around and just boom.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, dub.
But what if you timed it wrong?
And you shoot the cop.
Fuck.
Now you and your kid are locked up.
Nah, that video is fucking crazy because that's all he
was doing. But everybody's just, like,
one bullet. After that, his hands were in the air. I did what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
It was pop.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
Shot,
so there's this video of this guy. He's having a case, right? And obviously he's convicted guilty. He had molested this other guy's kid. And the guy was pretty fucking upset about it, to say the least. So as the guards are taking him out of the courthouse,
the guy who did the crime.
Yeah, they're in
payphone. They're in the hallway, and this guy's at the payphone. He's pretending to make a call. He really has a gun in his pocket. As soon as the guy turns around, he shoots the guy in the head, and he fucking just throws the gun on the floor.
Does like two steps, but like he does it point blank, like because they're walking away and they're holding him, and it's just a hard shot. Yeah,
it's a hard shot.
Yeah, when he walked up, he's at that point. Mm-hmm. He to pull it off, it's hard because he had to walk fast. But like, he was like
probably. And he was still maybe 6 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a moving target. And you got two cops right next to him, like escorting him out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fucking hard shot. Like, I know we're joking, but like, you could fucking miss.
This shit.
But nah, he got what he wanted and shit.
Yeah,
he shot one time. Everyone was like, "Oh shit!"
And it's after, eerie,
like,
bro. Just
threw their guns around. He's like, "I just killed the guy I wanted to kill."
Apparently, the judge who handled because now he murdered somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The judge who handled that guy's case, like, still gave him jail time and probation and shit, but it was like a reduced sentence because everybody in the court, the whole jury was like, fuck that.
I always found that crazy though, like this whole thing that we're talking about, like killing. It's killing someone for doing something, but it's like, I feel like if someone was to kill a family member of mine or hurt a family member of mine, I wouldn't just want them dead. I would want them to suffer. You get what I'm saying? It's like dead is like the easy way out.
That's true. That's fast.
I know, but full confession on a podcast is crazy.
Nah,
I wouldn't want to hurt them. I want to hang them.
Nah, but it's like when people get the death penalty, which I guess is different because it's like, the death penalty, there's a waiting list and shit now that like they know. But like when some people, it's like you kill them and it's like, dude, like you kill them now, like they got away with it almost. Like it's like when Hitler killed himself to get away from
all the shit.
Yeah,
he was,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was. No, you're right. But in that moment of anger, you don't give a fuck. You're just like, you you took something away from me. Now I'm gonna take you away from whoever the fuck loves you type shit.
I'm more of the type of like,
because that motherfucker can still get phone calls. People can visit them, yeah, and shit like
if,
that.
If anything, I'd fucking want to go kill their mom or their mom, their dad, their sister, their fucking brother.
Hey, you just going on murder?
Yeah,
spree?
Bro. Well, you fucking took a person from me, so I'm gonna take. I want you to suffer like I'm suffering, but not worse, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but my oh shit, for sure.
Oh, for me.
That was a real one, Gazelle. Get that one.
But like the people that be, you know, R-wording people and get caught eventually for doing that shit.
Graping.
Yeah.
That's what they say. That you have to say, no, that.
You can say R-word.
Instead, yeah, of saying that word, you have to say grape.
All you did was just add one letter, bro. Yeah.
But that's what people say to say.
No, because that's turning something that's serious thing, and then you're making it into a
No, I'm fruit. Telling you, I'm serious.
It's what the internet says. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
The internet says it to use it to...
I don't think it's like a good substitute.
It's like corn.
Yeah, instead of...
Yeah.
The P word.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like, the whole first half we're talking about... Anyways, you were saying?
Yeah, that's... For those people, I'm more sort of like... use them as experiments.
Yeah.
For like medicine and shit. Because if they so happen to die.
To make them stronger?
Damn, imagine. If they so happen to die.
They're a lab rat now? That's hard.
I'm for taking motherfuckers' balls too. I'm for that shit too.
Oh yeah, the cartels be doing that shit.
And I mean like legit doctor takes your fucking balls. Oh, yeah, yeah. And everybody knows when you're showering.
Do you think that's like
you know what you was doing?
Do you think that's a medical like... mental disorder
to what, bro?
To want to like do something like that, like that's part of a mental disability.
Yeah.
Or do you think it's strictly out of urge to want to I guess like it's not correlated with mental disorder.
I don't know, the whole mental disorder, I feel like
naming it that cop out.
Yeah, it gives them, yeah, exactly.
I'm just asking questions.
It is. But people who think like that, it's because they are twisted in a way.
It's like when
their wires aren't like, it just is what it is though. You know, I don't think it's a cop out. It's a cop out when fools like the fools who like murder a fucking
when they shoot a
school, like they want to keep up, doing right?
And they're, and then all of a sudden they're pleading fucking
crazy
and what do they call it? Insanity and shit. It's like, bro, that's a cop out. But like fools who,
but God forbid.
Beto, you're done, bro. You're done.
Beto's cooking.
I don't know.
It got from. There you go, Beto. I got you, bro. I'll make sure it gets cut out.
Yeah.
But we got bleeped out.
I don't know. It's like a.
All right.
Holy, so many words.
Yeah. It's tough, bro. Like.
My bad, go.
Tyrone, you're...
It's tough, bro, because I feel like you can't be spiritual if you can't forgive everybody, you know?
I'm not.
I know a lot of people aren't trying to be, but
yeah,
like if you're trying to be like, as much as everything hurts you and as much as all that shit that happens to you, like you want to just take it out on somebody else, you have to ultimately forgive, like no matter what, you know? Even if they took someone from you, it's hard to say, bro, but you have to forgive, bro, because it's just, I don't know, this is part of being a good person, honestly.
Say
it's,
that gay shit for the birds. Fuck all that bullshit, bro. Hell no.
Nah, forgive? Those people are strong who could just forgive.
True. I'll tell you I forgive you, but I'm fucking lying.
Yeah. Shout out my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm about forgiveness, bro. I'll forgive anybody. Even if it's my enemy, bro.
Nah, you don't, know, you don't know my true colors, bro.
That's
facts.
Even if they're showing you their true colors, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's literally what gang life is like, though. It's just like
speak
fools.
On it, King. Speak on it.
I mean, I've never done it.
No, you're good. You go say it.
It's but all like,
I've seen the movies.
It's all vengeful.
it's all based on like revenge. Oh, you killed fucking my brother and now I gotta kill yours. That's all it is.
That's why I'm like
years and generations of fucking.
That's why I'm like when people are like, oh, like for example, when someone brought up like I was watching a video and it was about Crips and Bloods, or some guy, he was doing a prank and he was wearing all red, like out in like some street out there. I'm like, I don't know what street it was.
Yeah.
But he was like around some cribs, and like it was like they kept pressing him, bro. And people are like, really? People are just really mad about colors, like, and it's like, it's not about colors. Like, for one, they're always asking you where you're from because that matters. Because you, yeah. there's crip hoods that are good with that are actually cool with some blood hoods, you know. But for there's a large majority that don't get along, you know. And you tie that in with all the bloodshed that's happened, and it's like, it's not just that. This is just like a identifier. It's not a. I'm not mad because you're wearing red. I'm mad because
significance behind the color.
Yeah, and you probably took somebody from me, and it's so deep, like how you said, generations now, and it's like you can't just go, all right, then fuck that, like whatever. You look in your own eyes. If you're in that position, you'd be like, oh, I look weak by doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Even whether or not it's right. So.
And it's like I've said it before. Like it's stupid. Like to be killing each other, right? It is stupid. But we were talking about it earlier, how like, oh, if you took somebody I love away from me, like that might drive me to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about it, and that's us without being affiliated to any gang shit. So like now their shit is like, even though from the outside looking in, you're just like, bro, why you guys are like the same? Like, why are we all killing each other? You know, like this is stupid as fuck. It's not stupid when you're in it and you're like, oh, you took my brother, or you took my sister, or you took my mother, you know, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you realize you're like, oh.
Well, that's their family.
So deeply, yeah, yeah.
That's their family. The same way we were talking about our family, that's their family. That's the only probably shit they ever know. Like,
yeah.
Maybe your mom's at a shelter and your dad's not around. And like, all you had was the gang that took you in. Like, you literally had to sleep with your homie that was part of a gang, and then you just got into the gang because your homie was in the gang that let you sleep with him. You know,
you inherit,
stay with them, so you inherit being in the gang with them, and then like
you inherit pain.
The only love that you get is from these foods, and then like when somebody takes the food that gave you love and gave you shelter, and like the only family, quote unquote, that you ever knew, but it's not really a quote unquote because that's the only family you genuinely know, like love.
Yeah,
it's taken. Yeah, you're gonna feel the same way like we feel away about our real families.
Yeah, gangs aside, bro. Like even if like one of you motherfuckers, like we knew somebody who took one of you motherfuckers out for whatever the case may be, all of a sudden. Even us, you'd be like, what the fuck?
I'm sliding on RK, bro. I don't care.
Me and fucking Mussolini are going to get to this shit, bro.
Mussolini. Shout out to Mussolini.
Hey, if you, like, probably killing somebody, I don't think I could ever kill somebody with my own two hands.
I think you can. You're strong.
I think.
If you were fucking bad.
I was talking about capabilities. I was talking about. But I don't think I'd kill someone. But, hey, hire someone to kill. Motherfucker, if you got my...
You're going to go in debt to kill them?
If you got my Taco Bell order wrong,
you're
getting fucked, bro. You're disappearing, bro. For any little thing, bro. You're fucking... This is all jokes, obviously. Yeah. But, Amber like, alert. For the smallest shit, take them away.
Hiring a hitman on Afterpay is crazy.
Bro, I've seen so many documentaries where people get caught because they hire a hitman. It's like, where do they look up? And like, a lot of people literally just look up hireahitman.com or some stupid shit like that.
Yeah. They're on TikTok.
It's legit, bro. That's one dream is.
Yeah.
Some of the hitmen are on TikTok.
It does. Oh, yeah.
Imagine, hey, guys, get ready for me. Why I assassinate the mayor of Illinois?
Why I get ready to murder?
Just polishing renegade, up his fucking
renegade.
AK.
Renegade.
Thanks for the roses.
Thanks for the roses.
NPC assassin is crazy.
Is that a good
murder?
Place?
So good.
Is that a good place to end this one?
I don't know. That's really dark.
On a high?
Isn't it on a high?
That's high a high.
Shout out to Murder.
That's a high?
Hell yeah. That's a high. That's a high. If I ever see one.
Shout out for the record, none of us here are murdering anybody or talking that. Of that more. No, let's not do that. You don't want to incriminate yourself ever on this shit. So yeah, no, this is all jokes.
Are we going to... Hold on. I'm going to ask a question. Are we going to do a wind down for this one?
I don't know. What's up to you? It just depends when...
We got time.
It just depends
on. Why now? We're gonna strip
for Patreon.
Yeah, it just depends what the goal is. How much you want?
30.
When you want to drop in? How much you want?
Because that way we can end it right now, but then say like if you want to hear more, the Patreon's gonna have it. My only thing is.
Oh, that's tight.
The only thing is like this is it's just be us chopping it up like on some bullshit.
You guys want to hear me talking about my murder case? Hop on over to Patreon.
Yeah. Hopefully
is it
the
live?
As I'm saying, hopefully the Patreon is up by then, but this one will have it eventually. That's why I don't mind saying that right now. because it's gonna be up eventually. Obviously, it's gonna go.
I mean, Beto's got some in the fucking, in the, I don't know, whatever.
But I have, we can talk about though.
It
after.
Look, yeah, but he has bad. Yeah, yeah, we could talk about it. But regardless, yes, we could do that. We could do it right now. We could start it because we're gonna need to start it anyways. So might as well try to start a habit out of it since we have the money to
do it. We're about to get paid. It's crazy.
And if you don't,
I never thought I'd see the day.
We made it, bro.
I heard the churro guy outside. I'm starving.
That was the chicharrone guy. All right, guys. So I think with that, we're going to call it. I want to give a shout out to my girl. I love you. And that BBL, I'm about to finance for your ass. Pull out a loan. Hey, put a, either I put up a loan or you leave me alone.
Oh, that's a bar.
I love you, baby. Shout out my mom. Shout out Saint. Shout out the Irish. This is St. Patty's Day.
Is it?
Tomorrow.
Oh, well, this.
Oh, look at the Irish. Conor McGregor. Shout out all those people, all those whiteys out there, out there in Ireland. Yeah. Shout out Maple Alley. Make sure you guys go check that out. And make sure you guys check out, you know, all the stuff that's coming out. We do have a Patreon coming out soon. We want to plan what's called like a wine down episode. We don't know when exactly we're going to drop that, but there is going to be one to this episode. We don't know when it's going to drop, but make sure you guys have your guys' eyes peeled for that so you guys can shoot over there and watch all the content that we have after hours. Ooh, can we call it that? POP after hours? After dark?
We can call it the night shift.
Oh, the great.
Dr. Man. Drew.
Shout out Mike Malin.
We could call it Mike Malin. We could call it I Let My Kids Slump Some Motherfucker.
Shout out Adam Bully. That feels cool.
Yeah. And I'll pass my shout outs on to Beto, who makes the bitches wet though.
Let's go.
Big shout out to Bree, my girl Bree. I just bought her a brand new camera
that's
yesterday.
Right.
Damn, Bree, that's a kind of cheese.
Yeah. What kind of camera did you get her?
I got her a Sony ZV-E10.
That's right. Yeah. Bree, that's the face you like
all
to
the
see.
Alphabets.
Yeah.
All the LGBTs.
Yeah, so shout out Bree. Shout out all the truckers that support. Shout out all the truckers listening right now. I feel like only the truckers listen to the whole outro and shit. I feel like people click out. So shout out the truckers.
Good.
And shout out today's guest. Thank you, bro.
I'll
give it out to Gizmo. Oh,
okay.
Pass yours out to Johnny.
What's up, y'all? All right. Hey, shout out to everybody who's fucking going to tune into the fucking wind down with the... Where we're drinking wine and we're going down on each other.
Damn. Get the fuck.
Shout out to everybody tuning in. Shout out to everybody who's gonna fucking
click on our fuck page.
Give us your fucking money. $5. You get to see fucking Dreams chocolate nipples.
How am I?
You can see them now.
No, $5.
I'll just give you guys a little teaser.
Give us the under tip, food.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Shout out to the fucking guests from last week.
Yeah.
Banger. Did you guys like that?
Banger episode.
It was a banger episode. Damn. Right?
Yeah, it was. They're all great.
Who was the last one?
It was Mijito. Oh, it was the homie George.
That's the homie George.
Shout out to the last fucking three guests we've had. We have the homie George, Mijito. And we have, obviously, we have the homie Nico.
Bueno.
Oh, we've been cooking, y'all.
Oh, we got Craig. We got Vince coming up, too.
Oh, my God. I'm getting horny.
We got crazy people lined up.
Yeah. All right, tell y'all. Yeah,
we cooking.
Hopefully, you guys head on over to the Patreon. You guys support us over there.
Yeah.
Shout out to our fucking. Oh, they're not a sponsor on this one, but shout out to our sponsor, SeatGeek. You guys know the fucking deal: $20 off on your first purchase.
And Manscaped.
We can't say those.
And not Manscaped.
Not right now. Yeah. But shout out to y'all, man. We appreciate y'all. That's it. Oh, shout out my lady. Shout out. Oh, her birthday just passed. We're recording this. The week before her birthday, so happy birthday to her. Also, my cousin. So, is this gonna drop close to your birthday? No, huh?
My birthday is March 25th.
No,
this drop us. Everybody, go wish happy birthday to Beto.
Beto,
that's already passed like 2-3 weeks ago.
Beto.
Make sure you guys go and in his honor, make sure you guys buy the Patreon.
Oh, that's right, facts. Right. That's it on my end. Happy birthday to my cousin in the future.
Thank you.
In the past for you guys.
Shout out to everybody who watches. Shout out to everyone who's gonna go over to Patreon and just watch us talk about bullshit. I mean, I think we're just gonna be talking.
Yeah.
Shit. Maybe throw in a topic that we thought of. That we just. It's gonna be obviously slower pace. Obviously, here we're trying to be heavy hitters. I'm not saying it's gonna be like.
It's gonna be boring as fuck.
It's not gonna be boring. It's just gonna be like, no, like, you know, slack, chill vibes. But some of you seem to like it.
Doing coke.
So we're gonna be vibing. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to the whole team. We've been working hard.
Shout out to my family. Shout out to my girl. And with that, we out. Peace. Peace. Bye.